You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is time for our Thursday check-in with Detroit News Business columnist Daniel Howes. The aftermath of the Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal is very much on your mind, Daniel, and you believe one result should be to reform the way trustees are chosen to govern Michigan State, the University of Michigan, and Wayne State University, the so-called Big Three. Why?
Well, we are the only state in the country that elects the trustees to our three major universities on a statewide partisan ballot. And as you get into this story, as I have over the last couple of weeks, it's interesting that the objections are all, guess what, partisan. So, I mean, we have a situation where partisan politics plays itself out in the makeup of the boards, who's the chairman, who's the vice chairman, what party they're from, how they're elected, and the parties particularly are invested in this because it gives them some measure of control in some of the state's largest institutions. And the people that are running for those positions oftentimes have no relevant experience to running a multi-billion dollar public institution. Yet there they are in making decisions and overseeing a vast bureaucracy that is fueled in part by public money.
Republican Representative James Lauer, as we know, is sponsoring a bill that would abolish the three existing boards as of December 31st mm-hmm. and let the next governor appoint new boards of trustees or governors, as the case may be, January mm-hmm. 1st. So how is letting a governor appoint the board not going to get political? I mean, wouldn't that seat be just a great way to say thanks to a big donor or someone who did the governor a favor?
Sure, of course it could be.
And be super political, partisan, I should say, to boot.
It could be. But I think let's ask a different question. And we can address that in a second. But I think the overriding thing that it does give you is it gives accountability. A governor, a sitting governor in any state, is far more accountable to the population, I think, than a member of a board of a university who's got an 8-year term. If the governor can't fire that person for or persons for doing a terrible job overseeing a university, what accountability is there? There really isn't any. And don't tell me that the accountability is that they'll be elected. Do you really think that someone is going to remember 6 years from now what so-and-so did in the Larry Nassar scandal or didn't do? I think the answer is probably not, if their name's on the mm-hmm. ballot, particularly at the bottom of the ballot, which they typically are.
Yeah.
You know, they're just going to be like, oh, who's that? Okay, fine. On we go. I like an R. I vote for the R. Or I vote for the D. It doesn't really matter who they are or what they did in that whole thing. I think with a governor, you tend to have more accountability.
Now, let me ask you about that. Let's look at what happened in Flint with the string of emergency mm-hmm. managers appointed mm-hmm. by the governor. How mm-hmm. accountable were they as all of that was happening?
Well, that's exactly right. And the question, and that you're getting kind of, the next piece of this is, mm-hmm. is how do you choose these people? Mm-hmm. Now, you and I have talked about this before, and I think that what happened in Flint was an example of really poor choices on the part of the governor and his team. And the best antidote to that is, I think, what we saw happen in the Detroit bankruptcy, where they hired Kevin Orr, who was a Washington, D.C. bankruptcy lawyer who was not part of the Detroit political establishment. His only connection to Michigan was that he went to Michigan Law School 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the case in Flint was, if you look at the backgrounds of emergency managers, rather, almost every, if not every one of them, was part of in some way, of the Flint political establishment. They had alliances, they had interests, they had buddies, they had enemies. Very different thing as opposed to somebody who comes in from the outside to say, you are here to do a job, and we don't want you to care about the political alliances. So I think that's one of the things that you got to keep in mind. The other thing, too, is how do you pick these people? And when you talk about gubernatorial appointments, people think it's always necessarily the smoke-filled room. Okay, so there are efforts and there are ways to get around that. One is you could have a nominating committee, a bipartisan nominating committee, that vets candidates and then makes recommendations to the board, or to the governor, rather. That might be a possibility. How do you take some partisanship out of it? Well, maybe you have the governor could appoint different people from both parties. And frankly, I think people who are professional tend to be more professional. They're not necessarily going to be so partisan. But I think people need to look at ways to reform this, because if we keep doing it the way we've been doing it, we're going to get the same result.
Turning to Michigan State, what do you make of the fact that Interim President John Engler asked Attorney General Bill Schuette to take his name off the list of endorsements for Schuette's campaign for governor?
Well, I think he's been reading some of us in the media, for one thing. Secondly, it strikes me as kind of closing the barn door after the horse is out. I mean, he can take his name off, but anybody who followed this story is going to know going forward that they are political allies. So trying to make it look like I'm not supporting the AG who's investigating the university I am now heading, it's window dressing at the end of the day. Does it change the reality of the fact that John Engler appointed Bill Schuette to a job in the new Engler administration in 1990 after Schuette lost in his bid for the U.S. Senate? No, it doesn't. Does it change the fact that he came out early and was an early supporter, and on the record, an early supporter of Bill Schuette? No, it doesn't change it. So taking your name off a list is fine. It's probably required given the circumstances, but it doesn't change the reality.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel House. Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.